Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
As Christians, we believe that Jesus came, he lived, died, and rose again. But what are the implications of that belief? Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. Joe asked author Wendy Blight about her book, Living So That. And Wendy spoke to the trials in life that come of our own making.
Okay, I'll share a trial that doesn't make me look really like the best wife, but I share in the book a story about I'm a clean freak, and I love my house to be clean and orderly. So one day I had spent my morning cleaning, and I had my kitchen glistening, shining clean. And my husband walked in the kitchen for lunch, and normally a wife would be really happy that her husband who works away from home would be home for lunch. But the minute he walked in the door, all I could think of was, oh my gosh, Monty's going to make one of his gourmet sandwiches. He's going to fry it up on my freshly cleaned stove. And so instead of being excited that he was home, I began to go through a litany of, okay, I know you want to make your sandwich, so do this, this, and this, and please do this, and when you're done, please make sure this and this, because I just cleaned. And he just looked at me, and it was just, it broke my heart, because I realized that what he was thinking. It was probably like, you've got to be kidding me. I just came home to spend lunch with her, and this is what I get. I get nagging. And it was because I'm such a control freak. And honestly, that put us in an argument. And for the rest of the afternoon, he went back to work, and I went on with my day, and I felt terrible the whole time. And I knew, even as those words were coming out of my mouth, that that isn't what I should be doing, but it's like I couldn't help myself. And that's why I love this So That message, because they're just this reminder when that promise I said earlier from Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome words come out of your mouth. And it tells us to give edifying words and gentle words and to be self-controlled and be able to exhibit fruit of the Spirit in our relationships. And so those are the kind of things that if we do that constantly as a wife or as a husband to a wife, we're constantly nagging and picking, we create really difficult, ugly places in our marriages that sometimes are hard to heal from because they build upon one another. But if we can have these principles in our heart and mind built in already there, so the next time he comes home to make his sandwich, then I say, I'm so excited you're here. I can help him make it without saying a single word. I can join in, and then I can say, you go ahead back to work, and I'll clean up. Just ways that we can make it. I know that seems like such a minor example, but you know what? Sometimes those can be the most insidious things that can just root into our marriage and cause just terrible, terrible division.